Live from the ESPN Lincoln Studios, this is the Ben Hooks Show with your host, Bill Hooks.
Give me another ball. Give me another ball.
With guest host, Hugh Malone.
Hey, if you want to know how old I am, just cut me open and count the rings. If I could.
It's the computer.
Welcome back in Hooks and Friends.
It always does it during the song I pick, of course.
It knew. Welcome back in.
That computer can go its own way.
Special thanks again to Henry T. Buchanan for hanging out with us, giving us his time to talk Husker hoops and just all sports, man. It's always good stuff there. So, like I said, coming up, we're going to talk some NFL. We'll talk some Huskers. If we have time, we'll get in a little Tiger. And the question I asked early in the first segment was, is Tiger bigger than the sport of golf? What has recently happened, the narratives and everything that, you know, you turn it on right now anywhere golf, that's what you're hearing about golf, right? So we'll talk that and just a whole lot more. But what's coming up now is What's Trending at 10.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
It started with the whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
We are going to get to some more NFL in the next segment, but I got to share this story with you guys right now. Over with the Ravens, they have a player. I'm trying to think of the name. Judon.
Okay.
Judon. Yeah, I'm not even kidding you. His name is Matthew Judon, okay?
Okay.
And Jameson Hensley is the ESPN beat reporter for the Ravens, okay? Just a few days ago, Hensley reported that Judon and the Ravens agreed on a contract extension.
Okay.
Quickly after that was reported, Judon came out on Twitter and quickly said that's not true, saying he never signed anything, no deal is done. A few words were exchanged. And Judon went on Instagram and came at this reporter, Hensley, and said, if you don't take this report down, I am going to post pictures of you in the strip club.
What?
So we got a little blackmail going on here.
What? That's awesome. Take the story down, post a picture.
It's not illegal to go to a strip club.
It's not. But in this current time.
And the protocols. Situations.
Who knew that a picture of someone in a strip club could be so, you know, harming?
A lot of them right now.
As long as they're social distancing.
A lot of them.
And wearing a mask, right? That's the
big
thing.
And wearing a mask. That's a great story.
We'll see what happens. I think the report's still out there.
Let's see it. It's still out there. Let's wait. Wait for it. Picture's coming.
I would believe Judon, I think.
He's probably in Atlanta.
Yeah. So yesterday, South Carolina, we got college baseball going down.
Yes. Yuck. I want us to be playing.
Soon.
I know.
Soon. At least we got baseball going on. Stuff is happening. This happened.
Oh.
All together.
That's over 400.
A pop.
That's 433 a shot.
That's
man. Right.
A pop.
I didn't think they measured those in college, but that's cool.
I love it.
Moving on, I do have an update about this. Oklahoma football player bar fight.
Yeah.
We've been talking about the past few days.
Got his ass whooped.
So the UFC fighter, this guy's also a student at Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yes.
And, I also found out the other football player involved was the place kick holder.
He was the one in the back poking?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, those placeholders. They're the scrappiest on the team, aren't they?
So this fighter has come out and said, you know, he was just defending himself. He said, you know, my nose just doesn't start bleeding for no reason.
Yeah, that part wasn't in there.
You had a good point.
Yeah, there's, like, out there, like, he said he showed a lot of restraint. What was in there in that, and it's probably in that article. I think there's, like, a GoFundMe page for his legal fees right now, and they've got, like, $40K.
That's right. He created
right?
Apparently, he tore his bicep during the fight. That's what it said on the GoFundMe page. And you're right, man. It's up to, like, $40,000.
Yeah. For the MMA fighter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From all indications, and obviously we just got a snippet of it, and I'm not on the jury, but he showed restraint until the end. Dude, you can only corner an animal for so long.
True.
When I'm sure in the situation showing restraint, there were no beverages being partaken at all. Right?
Well, they were in the bathroom of a bar. Yeah.
Oh, they weren't at Barnes & Noble.
No.
Oh, it says the bar name, too. Apparently, it's Logie's. Logie's on the corner bar in Norman.
In a bathroom.
I know.
And it broke out.
It's a classic. That's all I actually have. A lot part of my what's trending was NFL, but we're going to get to that in the next segment. Do you guys have anything?
Let's see. I had one or two here because we're going to talk a lot of NFL because there's been a lot of stuff popping up. You know, we were talking about earlier, not it was about a week ago, and we were talking about the Angels pitcher and hitter and stuff. Is it Shohei? Ohtani.
Okay.
His last name, right? Remember, he had the Tommy John and stuff and was a really nice hitter for them. He has made a return, and he topped out at 97 while throwing line batting practice.
Jeez.
Arm is back.
I think I might go skid on today.
Jeez. He hasn't pitched regularly, by the way, since the start of the 2018 season. 97 after 2 years. Bringing it, baby. Bringing it.
And he is a legitimate two-way player, too.
Yes. Yes, he is a legitimate two-way player out there. So, don't have any golf updates. Our guys are not on the course yet, but we will start providing those tomorrow because they're coming.
Oh, apparently Frasier is getting a reboot.
The show?
The show?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Kelsey Grammer is apparently coming back for it, too. It's going to be on the new Paramount Plus.
Oh, streaming. Yay.
Hey, whatever puts out the paycheck, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, there's just so many different services that, I mean, we have one, so, you know, we could watch the WandaVision or, you know, and what was the Mandalorian, stuff like that. Then you got to get Hulu if you want to watch Letterkenny, and now you got to get... Now, and if I want to watch Godzilla versus King Kong, I got to get HBO Max. It just, there's so many different ones.
Welcome to 2021.
Yeah. Update on the Tiger Woods situation. They did throw out, essentially, he was not drunk as part of the investigation of that. And this section of the road is one where they give a lot of tickets, speeding tickets out, and frequent accidents happen. Stretch of road. Of where that went on at. So they've thrown out the alcohol situation.
The stretch there is 45 miles. And they said the guy that was just driving it to observe said he was having to pump the brakes pretty adamantly because it's easy to get up to 60 just cruising through that area. So he says it's very easy to gain a good deal of speed through that area. Obviously, we don't know. They talked about, the photo shoot or the meeting, the get-together, the soiree that he was supposed to be at 7:30. So, yeah, he might have been trying to make up some time, and, you know, you hit a curve wrong. But they did say that, too, just based, you know, they've had wrecks, and based upon how easy it is to get up to that yep. speed and that stretch, that he is very fortunate to be alive.
To be alive, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, they've said... they'll get the black box out of the car. They'll be able to figure out this actual speeds and get into a number of there. And if they have to, they'll grab cell phone records if it was a distracted driving situation. So there's a lot of stuff still to be determined.
They have those in vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
I thought those were just in airplanes that they had to recover.
They are within there.
Yeah.
Real quick, but before we take a break, yesterday the podcast, I was not able to get them up because our software for podcasting is currently down, and it's down still. But today I will be able to put them up. I will be able to put them up.
Because Henry T. would not be pleased.
If I record the whole show, I can put them up. Yesterday I wasn't doing that because I didn't know the podcast thing was down. But I will have podcasts up after the show.
Awesome. That's what's trending at 10. Let's take a break now. When we come back, we're going to jump into a little NFL. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of reports coming out as of the first hour about a couple of quarterbacks and also J.J. Watt, where he might be landing.